Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, it's official. We have a transition of power in the United States. We have a new president being inaugurated, and, you know, that president's going to bring whatever policies that president and that president's party chooses to bring forth. Now, we don't elect kings. We really don't. Now, do presidents have some very specific powers? Yes, they do. Do they have the ability to create executive orders? Yes, they do. But we still have a republic. We still have a Congress that is designed to enact laws, which is supposed to be a representation of the people. And we still have the Supreme Court, which is supposed to review things or matters that are brought to their attention. And if they're found unconstitutional, they basically say you can't do that. So I know there's a lot of tension out there. I really do. And what I want to share with you is the thought that you need to stay focused on what's important to you. You need to stay focused on the future. Okay. I mean, it's that simple. I think in America, we just need to slow down a little bit, take a breath, and work on the things that we can work on as individuals. And, you know, if you don't like the way the government does things, you still have a voice out there. And that hasn't changed, in my opinion. Now, I will tell you that in my 27 years of military service, I worked for different presidents. I mean, the military falls underneath the commander-in-chief, which is the president. And I've seen all kinds of things, from the good, the bad, to the ugly. I saw presidents that I thought would, you know, do certain things to bolster what we were doing in the military, not follow through. I saw other presidents that I thought weren't going to do anything of significance on behalf of the military and what the military needs to accomplish, do those things. So at the end of the day, this country is going to move forward, and we need to move forward also. If you don't like what you see, contact your elected representatives. Be that voice. Tell them what you are thinking. And, you know, you can do that as often as you want. It is a right in this country. Now, if you choose not to say anything, okay, that's a choice too. But keep in mind that if you don't say anything, the people that make laws in Washington, D.C., will consider that silence as just that, you must be okay with whatever they're doing. So I'm going to congratulate Joe Biden as the, I think he's the 46th president of the United States. And I think America is still the greatest country on this planet. And I think America still gives us certain freedoms that you can't get anywhere else in the world. I think that's part of the reason why so many people want to try and get here. They want something different than what they have where they're at. I know a lot of people that have immigrated into this country, some legally, some not so much. And at the end of the day, the people that I know have a tendency to embrace freedom, especially those that came from very difficult countries to live in. I mean, there are countries out there that do things that would make you sit back and go, wow, did that really happen? But we're kind of insulated from that in this country. So all I really want to share with you is that you still have an opportunity to impact your future. And I think it's very important that you consider what it is you're doing for retirement. Now, for a lot of people, retirement is something that, well, it's out there. It's on the horizon. That's something you're going to get to eventually. I mean, right now, maybe you're in your 20s and you're just getting started. Maybe you've just finished college. You're dealing with life. You're trying to get into the workforce. You're following society's plan for the future. So retirement, I mean, that's something way off in the horizon, because society has told you that retirement happens somewhere around the age of 65. I mean, you've seen people in your life get to that age. Maybe they retire, maybe they stop working, maybe they don't. And you've been told that you need to go to work to earn money and start putting money into a retirement plan. Maybe it's a 401k, maybe it's an IRA, maybe you get the benefit of a pension. You know, that's basically the way society has told you that retirement looks like. But I'm here to tell you that there's a different way. You can invest your money into assets that maybe your financial planner didn't talk to you about. And those assets are real estate assets, and not just any kind of real estate asset, but single family and multifamily assets. And the reason we like those specific types of assets is because we know that people need a place to call home. We know that people in America want clean, functional housing to create a home in. And by the way, they not only have been using it as a home, they've been using it as a workplace and a place to raise their kids and everything else. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into some of the fundamentals. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So what we're going to talk about today are some of the fundamentals for changing the path that you are following. Because society has probably instilled in you the misguided belief that retirement is an age, and it's also a big pile of money that you save up along the way. And maybe, just maybe, you invest some of that money and you do that correctly, and you invest that money in the stock market. And if everything works out, when you get to that certain age in life, you retire. And when you retire, you start consuming that money. You start taking that money out of the retirement account and you spend it. But the biggest problem in America right now with regards to that game plan is the fact that most Americans aren't really focused on retirement. Many Americans think that retirement is something that they'll get around to. You know, in your 20s, you're kind of just getting started maybe with a career. You're finally getting into the workforce, but not into the workforce from the standpoint that, you know, you're working in a entry-level job like you probably did when you were in high school. No, you probably went to college, you worked hard, you studied hard, you spent a lot of time going to classes, you spent a lot of time writing papers, you spent a lot of time studying for exams, you spent a lot of stress taking those exams, and You did so in an effort to earn that degree. Because with that degree, you've been told that you'll be able to get into the workforce with a job that will pay you better wages than you earned maybe when you were working in high school, or better wages than you can earn if you just go into the workforce from out of high school. I mean, that's the reality of it. So you start working for an organization and you realize pretty quickly you've lost control of your life. They tell you when to come to work. They tell you when you can go home. They tell you what you can do while you're there. They tell you how much vacation time you're allowed to have that's paid vacation time. They also tell you when you can take that vacation. I mean, they don't tell you where to go or anything like that, but they control all of that because you're a cog in the machine. And that's the way it works. And you keep doing that year in, year out, year in, year out. And you get to a place in time, maybe in your 60s, possibly your 70s, and you're done. You don't have to work anymore. But now you have to worry about the fact that you've only got so much money set aside. And then depending on the lifestyle you're trying to live, you're going to draw that money down. And you're in danger of running out of money before you die. Now, there's a little thing out there called Social Security. For a lot of people, that is their retirement plan. They plan to live off of Social Security. And I know people that do that. It's a very minimalist life. Very minimalist. Maybe you're in your 30s. Maybe you've been working for a while, 5, possibly 10 years, working for an organization or somebody else, or maybe you're self-employed. And you've been spending that time diligently doing the things that your employer expects you to do. And sometimes that work can really stress you out. I mean, there's deadlines, there's commitments, there's financial analysis you have to do. Well, depending on what you do, right? You have input from a lot of internal and external sources that drive what you do during the day. And it starts to wear on you. It starts to wear on you. And maybe you haven't been able to take some of that vacation time because loyalty to the organization is more important than you taking time off. Now, yesterday, I had Isaac on the show. And, you know, Isaac started investing in real estate about 3 years ago. Now, 4.5 years ago, he and his wife had been married for about a year, and they had a young son, and they both had careers. And what they had to do was to go to work, put their child into childcare. Somebody else was raising that child for them while they worked in their careers. And after about a year of doing that, they decided that that wasn't the path that they really wanted to follow. Yeah, it was okay for Isaac back when he was single, you know, to go into the daily grind and work. I mean, you're single, right? But now you've got a spouse. And maybe as a married couple, it's okay to both of you to go into the daily grind. But now you have a child. And now you have different concerns, different things you need to think about. And for Isaac and Carolina, their family became very important to them. They started to realize that they didn't like the idea of spending so much time working in corporate America, because they were putting in the hours. Trust me, they were putting in the hours and not spending the time with their family, let alone each other. So they started exploring different ways to get out of the rat race, to change the path that they were on. And they came to Lifestyles Unlimited, and we showed them how we invest in real estate. And they elected to become members. And the first thing they did was went through our educational program, which is designed to teach people how to invest correctly in single family and multifamily real estate. They took notice. They went out and they tapped into the sacred cow that a lot of you have called a 401k. And they pulled their money out. They pulled all of their money out. I think Isaac mentioned he had somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe $50,000 to invest. And he went to work. Well, both of them went to work investing that money. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you what they've been able to do in as little as 3 years. You're going to be amazed. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about fundamentals, and I think fundamentals are very important, regardless of what you choose to do. I mean, if you want to learn to play football, before they even put you into a game, they teach you the basics of playing football. You have to learn to block. You have to learn to tackle. You have to learn to work as a part of a team. And there's a whole lot more to it. But you know where I'm going. So yesterday, I had Isaac on the show. And Isaac and his wife, Carolina, were at a place in their life about 4.5 years ago where they realized that what they were doing for retirement and for life in general, it just wasn't working for them. They were working hard in corporate America. They had a very young son who they were putting into daycare. So, you know, the day started off with get up, get ready, put everybody in the car or cars, go your separate directions. One of you or both of you, depending on how they took their child to childcare, went to childcare, stayed in childcare the entire day. When work was over, whatever time that was, they got back into the car. Well, one of them maybe drove to get the child from childcare. They'd get home, go through whatever their evening routine was, and that was life. Wash, rinse, repeat. And I know a lot of you are going through that right now. And I know exactly what that's like. I mean, I spent 27 years in the United States Army. There is no better place than the military to live a life where you are completely under the control of the organization. Trust me, the military controls you. And when I left the military, after I retired, I found myself in a financial problem. I found myself not having enough income coming in to meet my ordinary expenses of the lifestyle that my family and I had been leading. And I needed to get back into the workforce because that was the delta. That's what was going to make up the difference. Now, I was getting a pension, but that pension was only paying me 1/3 of what I'd been making on active duty. So I went back into the workforce, and I'll tell you, that was not an easy task. It took me 10 months to do that. In the meanwhile, I was upside down with my money. Finally landed a job, be honest with you, I was overqualified for it, but I needed a job. They were willing to hire me, and I went to work. And I was working in an environment that was really not conducive to what I wanted to achieve in my life. And I was miserable. I mean, I was literally thinking I was going to be living in cubicle hell until the age of 70, because that was the game plan. Work, 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 work until the age of 70. Take Social Security at the age of 70 so I can get my maximum benefit. And hope that I live to the age of 70. Now, Isaac, he made a decision to check out what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. He became a member. They went through our educational program. He decided that he wanted some additional services. He upgraded his membership. And he and Carolina went to work buying real estate. Now, their seed capital was right around $50,000. I don't even think it was $50,000, but let's just say it was $50,000. And in a period of approximately 3 years, here's the result they achieved. Not only were they able to retire Carolina, in other words, she didn't have to go back to corporate America, because the passive income that was coming in from these investments that they had made had replaced her income. She was able to stay at home and focus on her family, focus on their children, because they've got two kids now. She's also outstanding when it comes to real estate investing. I mean, she's kind of the operational arm of that family. She's got the vision. She's got the ability to look at a terrible property and envision what that property can be. And Isaac is kind of more the financial guy. He's more the numbers guy. He's the guy that will sit down and say, okay, let's marry up the vision with the financials, and let's make sure that if we buy that asset, we're going to get the results that we need in the form of income streams. Now, to date, they've got 11 single-family properties, which consists of 17 units. And you're thinking, wait a minute, how does 11 single-family properties equate to 17 units? Well, three of the properties are duplexes, and one of the properties is a fourplex. So they actually have 17 families that are leasing homes from them. And in doing so, it's providing them an income stream. And about 6 months ago, the income streams that they were getting off of their properties. Now 6 months ago, they didn't have as many units. I think they had 8 single family homes, probably consisting of 12 or 13 units. And at that time, Isaac had an opportunity to step away from corporate America and do something else that was more in line with who he is and what he's trying to accomplish in life. And he joined the Lifestyles Unlimited team. He's one of our single family mentors. He's one of the guys out there that is helping people buy single family assets and change their life the way he has done. And I'll tell you, they're not done. You know, Isaac made a very good point. He said that what he's been able to do in those 3 years of investing is to turn that initial investment into a 30 to 40 times multiplier. In other words, their net worth has grown. It has blossomed. He said that the value of all of his properties from the beginning of 2020, even during the pandemic, until now, have gone up across the board $100,000. So in a year's period of time, his wealth has grown by $100,000 just by correctly investing in real estate. It's a pretty cool thing. He's 36 years old. He's done. He's retired. He's achieved retirement. And he and Carolina, well, they're working on the lifestyle. And I'll tell you what, they're going to do great things. I know it. We come back from the break. I got more information to share with you. Stick around.
as I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there in the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So, fundamentals. Fundamentals. You know, it's an important thing. It really is. You have to have the basic understanding of whatever you're trying to accomplish going forward into any endeavor that you choose to go into. I mean, let's talk about going to college. If you went to college, why did you go there? What was the purpose for you attending college? Was it because you were pretty much told by your parents, that's the way it's going to be, you're going to college because you're going to make a success out of yourself? Or did you go to college because somewhere along the line you figured out that certain jobs pay more than other jobs? And as you were looking at jobs that maybe you were interested in applying for, a lot of those jobs, they have basic prerequisites. In other words, they're probably not interested in you unless you meet certain guidelines. And there are a lot of positions out there that won't hire you unless you meet those prerequisites. They won't even entertain your resume. And a lot of organizations require you to have a bachelor's degree. Some require specific degrees. Some require non-specific degrees. But a lot of those higher paying jobs, they want to see that you've gone to college. Now, we could get into a philosophical discussion with regards to why that is. But I don't want to go there. What I want to convey to you is the concept that if you went to college, you had a reason for doing it. And college was supposed to be something that prepared you for the next phase of your life. And for many people, that's going into the workforce full time. Now, I don't know about you, but Isaac and I were talking after the show. And out of college, he went to work for a very well-known company. This company is a household name. And when he worked for this company, what he found was in the first 2 years of working for this company, he learned more about how businesses operate than he learned when he went to school. Now, he has a bachelor's degree in business administration. So he went to school to study specifically businesses. But ironically, many of the business schools out there will teach you principles and practices and philosophies and accounting and economics and all kinds of things, which are designed to stimulate your brain. Trust me, I am not talking down education. I think education is very, very important. But one of the things Isaac told me was that even though he did very well in school, it really didn't prepare him to go to work for that organization. And it took him about 2 years to really fully understand the business elements of the company he went to work for. Now, I think it's very important that you consider what you're doing for retirement. And I don't think you should follow the herd mentality. I think you need to get out there and educate yourself as to what the opportunities are. You know, you can invest in the stock market. There are people that make money in the stock market. There are people that lose a lot of money in the stock market. Depending on how you invest in the stock market, is going to impact your returns. Are you just going to give your money pretty much sight unseen to a financial planner, push the autoplay button, and hope that you don't get wiped out in the next crash? Or are you going to spend the time to research different stocks and invest that way? Maybe you're going to get into options trading. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can make money in the stock market. There's also all kinds of ways you can lose money in the stock market. Maybe you want to invest in oil and gas. Maybe you want to invest in treasury notes or bonds. Maybe you're into gold and silver, you know, precious metals. But me and Isaac and the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're into real estate. Because what we have found is that real estate gives us returns on our investment five different ways. It does. And the most important way is that real estate, when you do it correctly, and trust me, you could do it incorrectly, which takes me all the way back to my argument that education is very important. It's part of the reason we're an education company. We teach you how to do this right. Real estate pays you cash flow every month or every quarter if you're investing into large multifamily apartment communities. And you use that income stream to offset your expenses in your household. And when you have enough assets to where those assets are producing enough cash flow that it's meeting or exceeding your ordinary expenses of living, you've effectively retired yourself. And Lifestyles Unlimited members usually get it done in 5 years or less. And once you obtain retirement, you're back in control. You decide whether you want to go back to work with that organization you're working with, or go do something else, or not work at all. And then you work on the lifestyle. You keep improving those investments, adding more assets to your portfolio. It is really cool. You know, another way we make money is through appreciation. I'll tell you what, real estate market's kind of on fire right now. Prices are going up for properties. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Maybe I'll do a show on that. But real estate tends to double in value about every 20 years. Faster in some places, slower in other places. But I will tell you, there are people that invest in real estate that are only focused on the appreciation. They're not getting the full bag of goodies, so to speak. Now, along those lines, you're also going to get something called equity capture when you do it right. In other words, you buy a property that has a value of a certain price point, but you buy a lot less. So you look at the retail value, you buy it for a wholesale value, you put money into that property to get it up to a certain standard, but your total cash outlay does not get close to that retail value. And the difference is equity that you capture. It's wealth. It goes right onto your balance sheet. We get principal pay down. So every month when your resident pays you the rent and you make the corresponding mortgage payment, a portion of that payment goes to principal and a portion of that goes to interest. And maybe some of that payment goes to impound accounts. Yeah, I just got a bunch of mortgage statements and I'll just read you from one of my properties. Here's one that we just acquired. We've owned it for, I don't know, a little over a month, maybe a month and a half now. I got a principal pay down of $215 on that property. Now, if you consider the fact I just bought three properties. Essentially, what's happening across those three properties is I'm getting $7,200 at the end of a 12-month period in principal pay down on those properties. So it's additional equity that I'm gaining in those properties. yeah, I'm not doing much for it either. And then there's the whole tax thing. We could spend a whole show talking about the tax thing. Real estate can get you to where you're trying to get to much faster, but you've got to get educated. And if you want to find out how we do it, attend one of our free workshops. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.